So, Thor Ragnarok's director Taika Waititi came out and said Thor Ragnarok, Thor 3 will be a standalone movie. So, I don't know why do you people think that it won't be in the MCU or something. Standalone means that it like Thor 2, Thor the Dark World. It won't be totally connected to the to Thor 1 and Thor 2. Like Thor 2 was connected to Thor 1. And pretty much every movie is a standalone film, because after the Thor the Dark World failed miserably. Not failed, it made money. There's like no Marvel movie that has done bad. But it made money, but it was really not that good. And I don't know why it was a little off. So they wanted that people not liking Thor the Dark World, they should change it a bit and make it a new Thor movie. That's why it's not Thor 3. So they just wanted to attach the name Thor but make it completely different, so it is a good hit money making movie like Spider-Man, Civil War, Winter Soldier. That's what they mean by that. It's just a part of branding and marketing, that if the last product didn't do well, just change it up a bit and put something new in it. That's why Thor does not have long hair in it, and it looks a little different from that typical OG Thor 1 and 2. So that's what it means. It's in the MCU, it will directly lead into Infinity Wars. Maybe the post credit scene directly lead into Infinity Wars, but it is in the MCU, and standalone means if a person does not know anything about MCU or Thor or anything, he can go and watch it and he will know what's happening. That's that.